Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. And we're diving into God's Word, allowing Him to change our hearts so it changes how we interact in the public square. We know that without a changed heart, you can't have changed policy. So if you like these devotions, I want to encourage you to share, subscribe. I want to encourage you to comment, to like, those kind of things, because it really helps with the algorithm. Today's scripture comes from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ. Now, you may not know what a bondservant is. You'd have to go back to Deuteronomy and Leviticus to know that a bondservant is a servant out of choice and love. To those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So Peter's audience is those who have obtained a faith similar to ours by the righteousness of God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He then starts with, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Have you thought about your need for grace and peace multiplied in the public square today? The Holy Spirit who abides inside of you can multiply that grace and peace. He can give you the confidence and the boldness and the courage that you need to make it through today. Look at this next verse. As His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Whose? God's divine power has given or granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. God has given you the ability to be a godly man or woman and to experience abundant life today. That the level of godliness isn't like a works-based kind of thing. It's simply an outflow of what God has already given you. And it says, through the knowledge of Him, Jesus Christ, who's called us by His glory and virtue. He's called us through this to walk in the things that He has for us today and to think about by which we have been given exceedingly great and precious promises, or some say magnificent and precious promises. And this is where I want you to hear today as you go out, you get ready for work, those kind of things, is that I want you to hear that God has given you everything that you need to be godly and to experience life today, and He's done this through His Word. His great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of God's divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So you're not a victim today. You don't have to sit back and say, woe is me, the culture's gone a certain way, or because of this policy or regulation or what have you, I have to respond poorly. No, God has given you everything you need as you partake in His divine nature. What is His divine nature? It's boldness, yet humility. It's the lion and the lamb. It's all those things that He has shown us through Scripture that we can take of His truth, His courage, His steadfastness, His faithfulness, all these parts of His divine nature. We got to partake of them today. And God wants to use that mightily in you today so that you escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. So I want you to walk out today knowing God has granted everything that you need for life and godliness today. You are empowered by the Holy Spirit to stand firm and to know that He who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it to the very end, and that His divine power abides in you. Partake of Him. Now, you say, how do I do that practically? Well, when you show up to work and you come across your first tension, maybe it's at a smoke break or something, and people are starting to talk about politics, or they're talking about this or that policy, and they're very ignorant of something, or they don't understand something, or maybe you're ignorant of those things and you don't understand. Well, instead of getting upset or frustrated or mad, you're going to step back and say, Holy Spirit, empower me right now to speak truth, love, to be able to be full of grace and mercy, to be bold and courageous, to not shy away, but to stand up for what is right in the public square. Now, I think tomorrow we're going to go over 2 Peter 1:5 down below, because verses 1 through 4 talk about what God has done in us, and 5 down below it talks about what our responsibility is to do what God has granted to us. So if you like these devotions, I would encourage you to subscribe, to share, to like, to make a comment. It really does help the algorithm and gets us to the top of the charts. Also, want to encourage you that if you'd like to start a public square ministry, to check out our website, fpiw.org. So like we like to say around here, go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard